NHKBT-Mobile, statewide 5-1. It's just simply statewide 1. There you go. How's it going, KFAS?
I'm doing good. I like simply. That sounds like a great word. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Glad to see that the hotspot here is still working with statewide 1 and you're able to hear me. So you were having trouble earlier today, you said, with the DMR on Who Cares or whatever.
I'm sorry, most of it. I had to turn my scan off. I really got to get the timer set higher on this scan head. I missed everything you said.
Okay, I was just commenting. I thought I heard you say you were having trouble earlier with the DMR on, you know, the one that I set up.
No, I think I got that. I guess I was just confused, like, you know, I set it up the way originally, and it seems to be working, and then you set it up for the talk group. That talk group, your DMR talk group, that's totally independent of everything, right? That's just a DMR-type talk group, correct? What do they call it, tech channel?
Yeah, I just, you know, when you looked at those options, you know, when I had the, on the instructions or whatever, it was just to put your, your Pi-Star in a state where it's on a static talk group. That way when you push the talk to activate one of the other ones, it only does the timer. Otherwise, it would just leave it on forever, you know. And you can do that, too, if you want, you know, a certain talk group to be on forever. But I was experimenting, and the only way I could figure out how to get that timer thing to work is to at least set one of your talk time slots to a static talk group. So I just picked a dummy one, you know, the, I forgot what it was, 313823. And all these talk groups, by the way, are only relevant to that server. They don't translate to Brandmeister or anything like that.
Okay, so if somebody wanted, it's similar to the Who Cares, but it's a digital version of sort of like the Who Cares Hub. Is that correct? I'm asking, not telling.
Yeah, it's like I stood up a standalone.
I love you. I love you.
And I won. Anyways. yeah, so what it is, it's like I stood up a private, like, DMR server where we can control what talk groups and what are on them. It's just an experiment. And, you know, I only expect it to be, like, 4 or 5 of us maybe tinkering around on it.
Yeah, that's no problem. I don't have a problem with that. So I'm just wondering, you know, because, like, I was screwing around a little bit this morning, and, of course, the scan head kicked on, and you got to pay attention, you know, when Sean said, you know, okay, somebody's cross-talking again, and I knew that was me, because, like, I was using my base station. I got a little plug-in that plugs in the back of the XPR, and then it plugs into the blue box and plugs into the All-Star or the into Weiss node. And if it scans, if it picks up somebody else talking, then all of a sudden it starts retransmitting backwards to be, you know, back into the All-Star. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, yeah, I knew that was me. So I was telling Sean this morning, I said, I think I'm just going to take that All-Star frequency and I'm just going to throw it into, its own zone. So that way it doesn't scan anything either way. Or got to do somewhere to keep that from happening. Because it scans back, and then it goes, oops, that I could just take it out of the scan rotation. That probably would make more sense, too. So I was trying to get that all figured out. But I'll get that. But I figured that way here I could at least cover, you know, the New Baltimore area with my little antenna and then, you know, talk back that way, similar to the way, what, you know, something we were talking about, you know, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks back. You know, at least for temporary, to see if I could get that to work.
Okay, I'm trying to understand what you're doing. So you have a Motorola radio that's like on, is it on DMR or is it on analog and it's hooked up to your All-Star node?
It could actually do either. It's just basically a Motorola radio and then, you know, that 20-some pin connector in the back. Well, they make an adapter that you can plug into the back of that radio. So then you can grab the carrier line and everything else and make it work like it's supposed to. then they got that little black box. I forget what that BCH1CR, whatever the heck it's called. It's the same box that the guy at the allscan.info is using. And then I just plug that into the Wise box. And then I can tell that to do whatever I want it to do. And the problem with that is if the radio scans, and so let's say if it picks up the FBI, it pushes it back into the All-Star, because the All-Star thinks that that's a signal. So that's kind of how I'm doing it. But I can set the radio up itself to be either digital or analog, either way. And like I said, the antenna is about 20 feet in the air, so it covers everything where I live, you know, when I'm out and about around town.
Okay, very interesting. So you got like a little radio interface module. Yeah, interesting. So, yeah, I was doing that. I had a FTM 6000 that I got a really good deal. It was one Christmas. It was like $200 for an FTM 6000, and it's got that 10-pin port on the back. And I made a cable that went into an adapter that, you know, goes into an All-Star node, and I have a digital version of that, and I have an analog version of that. So, similar idea, but instead of it doing it at the radio, it's doing it at the board level. So I had like a simplex, PiStar, high power simplex hotspot for a little while. It was really tricky though, because you really gotta really monitor the levels. You know, DMR is tricky. And you gotta get the deviation right and all that stuff. Analog wasn't so as challenging because you just hook it up and it works. And you still gotta tweak it a little bit, but so I could do high power All Star node, or I could do high power Pi Star simplex node. But it worked, but then I couldn't use my antenna.
Yeah, I got the same problem. So when I plugged that thing in the back, if I'm not very careful about what I got turned in, got turned off, I start transmitting all over the planet. And that's exactly what I did this morning. And I go, oh, great, I did it again. So the minute Sean says it's something like, somebody's doing something, I forget, yeah, it's me. I knew right away what I did. So, cause, and then the other hiccup is that the power blurps, okay, and the radio loses power, the radio goes back on, and then it automatically starts scanning again. So that's another hiccup I have to be really careful with. Because then, so let's say I'm not home, I'm not going to be able to do anything about it to stop it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other concern. But, you know, if you can remote control into your All-Star node and shut it off, that might be good too. But, yeah, that's why I don't do that stuff unless I'm unable to be around it. And I just stay to the low-power stuff for now, and it's fine around. I thought, you know, but you're in a unique situation. You're off out in New Baltimore, and there's not really much RF going around there, so you'd probably be fine. I wouldn't try to do it over in the denser areas over here.
No, I use an oddball PL and an oddball frequency, and, you know, I try to get everything, you know, down where I can, you know, 430-something, 434 or something like that, someplace where I'm reasonably sure I'm not going to bump into anybody or upset anybody. And I think I have to still at 420 to 430 definitely out because I'm right at the lake. So that's kind of how I do it. So it's just kind of like screwing around, just to say, yeah, I did it, and it works great. So, but other than that, all's good. Had a lot of busy weekends here these past four weekends, you know. So I'm kind of glad to have all of that behind me.
Yep, I think I'm going to have busy weekends until the kids are 18 or something. It's pretty much how our life is. It's during the week, it's work, and during the weekend, it's kids, and my wife's the opposite shift, so she's watching the kids during the week and managing their stuff, and then she's working on the weekend. So, but yeah, now I've got some busy weekends coming up soon. But for now, just taking it one week at a time.
Yeah, my son's got kind of like the same arrangement. He's a nurse at night, and he works for the same company I do during the day. So it gets very complicated. And then, of course, we've got the one grandkid in IC, which is the Catholic school over here in Ivory Township. And, of course, they don't offer any school buses or anything for that. So somebody's got to go pick them up. So I've even got a baby seat in my pickup truck to go grab them just in case, too. Because I guess now a kid's got to stay in a car seat until they're, like, 22 years old or something. I mean, that's kind of an exaggeration, but I know it's quite up there.
Yeah, it's either... It's either a weight limit now or age, you know, so I can't remember when we stopped doing car seats. But, yeah, you're right. It is a while longer than I used when I was a kid. Well, when I was a kid, they didn't really have car seats. They had, can't remember. I don't know. I don't remember being in a car seat. but, yeah, they go up until about, you know, you could go almost up to 6 or 7. It depends on the weight of the kid and their height and their age. I think by 8, they're just allowed to anyways. There's some restrictions about the front seat, too.
Yeah, I know. So, but anyway, so we got that covered. So, but, yeah, he's got quite the travel schedule, too. And, you know, so that's good for him. I can't complain. So, but everything sounds good. You know, the radio sounded very good. 5-1 sounds real good, or statewide 1, I guess. I'm not sure what it's called. But I was working with my buddy over there at the other side of the state, Gary. He's in his 80s, but he was the radio god on the west side of the state forever, and he still got his own repeater up and running, his 444-475, and I said to him, I says, you need to get that repeater on All-Star. He says, well, nobody uses it anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, well, let's get an All-Star link on it. I says, I'll use it. So it's at his house. His house is on the top of a hill. I mean, he's got a 150-foot tower in there, and it's on the top of a big hill. It's got tremendous coverage, and I might need your guys' telephone expertise to help him get that repeater on an All-Star node. And it covers a lot of Kalamazoo County and most of Van Buren County over there, Pawpaw area. And guy's very, very knowledgeable. You know, he was a tower climber in his younger days. He used to go up there and put the antennas up there himself. But like he said, those days are past. His body's failing him, but his mind is still all there.
Yeah, the hardest part is figuring out the audio interface. If you can get the audio interface down, then everything else, is easy. You just put a Pi appliance up there and you're done, you know. But, every repeater is different. I don't know anything about that side, you know. That's Sean knows a lot about that stuff. Other people know a lot about that stuff. I only know the computer side of things, right? So getting the audio interface in there is probably going to be the challenge part.
Yeah, I think so. I think he told me he had an MTR 2000 or MTR 200 is what he was using. He said it was pushing out like 50 watts, and it was tremendous coverage. I mean, I was able to get it from, Pawpaw to just about Battle Creek, and I was able to talk to him on it. So it worked remarkably well, and he sounded excited about it, you know. And plus, I think he was excited about it because people would start using his repeater again, too, and he would have somebody to talk to. So I'm going to help him out on that project, and I'll get with Sean and find out what wire does what. It's got a repeater controller in it now. I forget, the S-COM, S-whatever. It was somewhat of a dated controller, but, it told the date and the time and the temperature outside, and, he could remote control it and all that other stuff, so... For what the controller was, I guess in its date, it was quite the controller.
Very interesting. Yeah, maybe you should just try, maybe take it slow. Maybe just get himself a node so he's used to what All-Star is about. And then maybe that will get get him thinking how he can hook it into his repeater. So it might be a way to do it. So. Anyways, I don't want to tie up the talk group too much. I know it's pretty quiet during the day, but I know a lot of people like to just leave it for monitoring. So I will make this my final. I got to get back to work anyways, and I'll listen out for you, KF8S.
Very good, Dave. Yeah, I'm over here in Fairhaven. I'm going to run in here and grab me a bowl of soup and a cup of water. So talk later. Be good, and we'll chat later. KF8S, NATPP.
See you, Lion, you. See you, Lion, you could.